Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're just driving through the area and listening to the mix for the first time, hey, welcome. But here's how you know you're listening to a Wisconsin radio show. Because we're about to talk to Tim McCormick from the Great Wisconsin State Fair about Curdtoberfest.
Let's do it!
And Harvest Fest, all happening at the Great Wisconsin State Fair. We are so excited to have Tim here because Harvest Fair is happening this weekend. Tim is the communications manager. Tim, thanks for being on with us today, buddy.
What up, Tim? Oh.
Too lucky. Thank you so much. Now, I got to ask, do we mention daily that we have a cream puff eating champion in our midst? Or when does that usually...
Tim, you know. Exactly. Tim, you're welcome on this show anytime because of that. Thank you so much. Tim, I did win the celebrity cream puff eating contest at the Wisconsin State Fair. Is there another one this weekend at Harvest Fair? Because if not, I think you should put it in next year.
I think it's just going to be a DIY affair. So in the dairy building.
Okay.
It was pretty cool. It was cool, though, to watch Radar win at the fair because you could see, like, genuine excitement like a child
finally,
on Christmas morning.
After all these years. Done.
And we have the trophy here in the front of the office, yeah, which is pretty cool. But, yeah, so Harvest Fair happening this weekend, and it's at the Wisconsin State Fair Park. Tim, what do people need to know about the event?
Well, I do have to lead because we do have the new dairy building. You probably saw that. That was unveiled over the most recent Wisconsin State Fair here over the summer. Thanks to the brand new state-of-the-art bakery there, they can get a little more creative with the cream puff flavors. So we do have pumpkin spice coming back this year.
And?
Also an apple crisp deluxe specialty.
And
I haven't got to taste it yet, but they got some greeby cruller, like little bites on top of the puff. So that's I'm very excited to try that one.
So exciting.
You know, always the food. And even during Harvest Fair, our vendors are coming up with creative stuff like Thanksgiving wonton nachos, loaded baked potatoes. I know it's going to be a little warm this weekend, so I don't know how many people will be busting out the flannels, but we do have you covered with chocolate and vanilla shakes if you need to cool down during these 70s.
Amazing.
OMG.
Yes. And it's only $5 to get into Harvest Fair this weekend, and kids 12, free for kids 11 and under, which is really great. Pay for parking, but really affordable for the family to get out there. I'd like to mash the pumpkin spice with the apple crisp together and get a pumpkin apple spice cream puff.
She's always trying to come up with these combos.
Mash it up.
But we might have to tell the chefs about that.
There you go.
There you go. Oh, you're welcome. Well, let's talk about Curdtoberfest,
yes.
Tim.
I can't believe that it is the year 2025, and we have never before come up with Curdtoberfest. But thanks to our good friends at Culver's, they are launching that at Harvest Fair. It'll extend a little bit beyond Harvest Fair as well. I'm not sure if you heard the Curd Burger is coming back.
Yes, we did.
So that's part of their Curdtoberfest. But at the Harvest Fair over this weekend, they've got an exclusive first taste of the new limited edition. Now, do you say jalapeno or jalapeno?
Both are they're both good.
It depends on how many margaritas I've had.
Yeah, the spicy things.
Jalapeno cheese curds. So before those are available at restaurants, you'll get a taste of those at the Harvest Fair. They're going to have live Wisconsin polka from cover bands all throughout the weekend on their stage. And I haven't been able to see this just yet. I'm very excited when they unveil a cheese curd pull tab machine. It just how much more Wisconsin can you get there?
You can't. That tops it all.
That's amazing.
That's perfect.
That's amazing. There's also going to be the kiddie bumper boats, the giant slide, pony rides, pumpkin bowling,
yes,
make your own scarecrow, Harvest Fair this weekend, curd nerd trivia for Curdtoberfest. But speaking of some trivia here, we're gonna play a song really quick here, Tim. Okay, we're gonna play a song, but then we're gonna come back. And you guys, you know we love playing games with our guests, and we've come up with a good one. Pumpkin spice or total hype? So coming up here, let's see how well you know these pumpkin spice products. Tim, you have the best laugh. And I'm not just saying that because we both are Thomas More alum and we're Cavaliers and stuff like that. But like, you have the best laugh. Listen, it's
You're
just great.
Kind.
It's great.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, everybody, listen, you can play along as well. Pumpkin spice or total hype? I'm going to read a trivia statement or product name. And you have to decide, is it real pumpkin spice or is it made up hype? Here we go. Pumpkin spice spam. Real or total hype?
Tim, what do you think?
Real.
Right, I'm going to go with what Tim said. He said it so with conviction. Real.
Have you had this, Tim?
I was going to say I'm not a spam shopper, but I feel like in the back recesses of my mind, I have seen this. But that's
true.
True?
True.
You got it. All right, good.
Limited edition from Hormel in 2019.
Oh my God.
Okay, here's another one. Let's go back into the brain.
If it's still on your shelf, it's still good. Okay.
Oh. It's pumpkin spice deodorant. Real or total hype? Tim?
Tim goes first. Total hype.
Total hype.
Yeah, I'll say total hype as well.
You both are wrong.
What?
Yes. Native brand, which some of you may have worn. That's a natural brand of deodorant. Yep, that's what I use. Native brand released it as a joke, and then it sold out.
It took off.
It took off.
It's kind of like Culver's with their curd burger. They're like, oh, yeah, it's going to be April Fool's joke. And boom, now look it. Everybody wants it again.
And so, the curd burger is going to be a part of Curdtoberfest at Harvest Fair this weekend. Okay, we've got pumpkin spice tires. Pumpkin spice tires. Is this pumpkin spice or total hype?
That is total hype, right, Tim? Yeah.
Total hype. Total hype.
Total hype.
But imagine the smell if you were doing donuts.
Truth.
Okay, we're playing Pumpkin Spice or Total Hype with Tim McCormick from the Wisconsin State Fair because we're promoting Harvest Fair this weekend. Pumpkin Spice Pringles. Pumpkin Spice or Hype?
I'm going to say pumpkin. I'm going to say Pumpkin Spice big time.
Pumpkin Spice Pringles is real.
Yes. Good.
It was a 2012 limited edition that didn't go over well. So you're not going to see that again.
Bring it back.
All right. Two more here. NASA used pumpkin spice in an experiment to test smell in space. Is this pumpkin spice or is this total hype?
Tim's been to space, so I'm going to trust Tim McCormick from Wisconsin State Fair.
No.
I'm going to say pumpkin spice too.
Pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
You guys, it's total hype.
What?
Oh.
Even though astronauts have probably requested some holiday scents up there in space.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, final question here for pumpkin spice or total hype with Tim McCormick from the fair, because this weekend is Harvest Fair. Pumpkin spice cream puffs. Do those exist at Harvest Fair? Is this pumpkin spice? Is it real or is it total hype?
Or are you paying attention before? Let me think. I'm going to say it's total pumpkin spice, right, Tim?
Totally real. You can start getting them Friday and throughout the weekend. If you can't make it to the Harvest Fair, you can even hit the drive-thru and bring those home for your Packer party.
Absolutely,
yes,
Tim. Sir! Thanks for joining the show, and everybody have a great time at Harvest Fair this weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.